A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds. Yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what was lain hidden, what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In a very particular way, the kingdom of God is our Lord Jesus Christ himself. And so when we say we're supposed to build up the kingdom of God, it's really building up the body of Christ all throughout the world. As St. Paul says, the mission of the church from the beginning until the end, till his final coming, is to bring the body of Christ to full stature. Now, this is true universally, but it's also true individually, that we are supposed to be ever more conformed to Jesus Christ ourselves. We are being perfected in the person of Christ individually. Now, my brothers and sisters, how does this happen for each one of us? Well, in many ways, but my mind went in one direction this morning. So Scripture says, St. Paul says, let the Word of God dwell in you in all its richness. So the Word of God, when we receive the Word, little by little, it fully consumes us. Which is why when St. John said, the Word is God, the Word was God, in the beginning was the Word. When we receive the Word of God, we receive our Lord Jesus Christ himself. And the more that Word penetrates our hearts, the more it transforms us and the kingdom of God is built up within us. You know, think of how many saints, just sometimes with one line of Scripture, it transformed their entire lives. Like when Blessed Mother Teresa heard Jesus say, I thirst. And she entered ever more deeply into the thirst of Christ, where she could little by little discover that thirst in every human heart. Or you think of St. Anthony of Egypt, when he's at Mass and he hears the Word of God preached, when our Lord said, if you wish to be perfect, go sell everything that you have and give to the poor. Well, I'm reading a little book right now on a fairly recently beatified woman, Blessed Miriam of Bethlehem. One time our Blessed Mother Mary appeared to her and she said, always be content. Well, you think, gosh, that's not much, but it was a divine word that she received. That word, people said they'd never met anyone more joyful in their entire lives. Like she just radiated this happiness because she was always content with whatever our Lord sent. And the word of the psalm, when it says, God is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. She grasped onto that word because Our Lady had told her, you are to always be content. That you're never to seek more than what God has given you in a particular moment. In this book, the author very beautifully, she talks about if we're really going to let the Word of God penetrate us, it means that we have to embrace that Word. And she gave these 2 little examples. One from an Austrian woman who was caused up for canonization, who lived just last century. One time our Lord came to her. And he was calling her to do something special. And she said, Lord, I think you should ask somebody else. I'm a married woman, you know, that's probably something for a religious sister. And Jesus said to her, if you don't want to go beyond what you currently are, I'll search for another soul. I have thousands of other souls at my disposal to whom I could offer my graces. Are you sure that you want to refuse? And to another woman who is alive right now, a good friend of this sister's, similarly, our Lord was asking something of her. And she said, "Lord, are you sure you should come to me?" And he said, "I actually went to somebody else already. There was someone else I had chosen for this mission, but she said no. I came to you because you have always said yes up to this point." May we say yes to whatever our Lord is asking, whatever word He sends our way.